The Torah tells us that after the Mabul, Noach comes out, and on some level, based on at least some of the Mefarshim explained it, there's a concern that maybe the Ribono Shalom will again come along and have another Mabul, another sort of destruction of the world, at least on some level. So the Ribono Shalom promises us, we have a bris, that Hashem is never going to destroy the world like that ever again. And the os, bris, the sign that confirms this bris, this covenant, is a rainbow. That when a person sees a rainbow, that's a reminder of the fact that Hashem is never really going to destroy the world. What exactly is the significance of the rainbow? Why is that a sign that the world's never going to be destroyed? What's the message behind the rainbow? So we'll share three different approaches. The Chizkuni understands, if you look in the Psukim in the end of the first parak of Sefer Yechezkel, the Ma'aseh Merkava, so there, the Pasuk appears to say that that a rainbow on some level is a reference or is similar to, again, whatever this means, the image of God. That when a person sees a rainbow, that conjures up the dmus, a certain kind of image of the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Chizkuni, when a melech gets upset at his servants, and there's going to be a punishment, so the melech doesn't go down himself to perform the punishment. Other things go and do that. Says the Chizkuni, that the Ribono Shel Olam is showing through a rainbow, if a rainbow is there and that conjures up the image of the Ribono Shel Olam, if Hashem is there, there's no way that Hashem is so upset. There's no way that Hashem's ever really going to destroy us. Haraya, we see his image present there. If there's no image, Hester, pun him, so then it's possible we're going to be punished. But if you see the image of the Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem is there, it's not the derech of a melech, it's not the way of a king, the way the Chizkuni says it. Ein derech ha-melech lavo bein avadav, it's not his style to come down in such a way. The Ramban has a different interpretation in terms of what exactly the os of the rainbow is. The word keshet, rainbow, also means a bow, like in a bow and arrow. Says the Ramban, the following insight, the two are very much tied to, in English also, a bow and a rainbow. The two are very much tied together. Says the Ramban, when you have a bow, so we all know that the way that it's shaped, you can shoot in, it's, I don't know how to say this, it's like a semicircle. So if you look in the direction that it would shoot, a rainbow would shoot up towards Shamayim. The way it arches, it would, if it was a bow, would go up to Shamayim instead of sort of facing down towards us. Says the Ramban the following very powerful insight. It was, I believe the way he says it, that in the time of war, so when you were holding your weapon directly out, that I could shoot and fire at something, that was a sign it's still wartime. Around peace, I would turn my weapon around. Around peace, I would make my weapon one that couldn't be used against my adversary. Says the Ramban, that's why a rainbow is arched, but if it's like a bow, it would actually fire up not down towards this world, it's shaped this way, you would shoot it up towards Shamayim. What that's trying to convey is Hashem's not going to shoot, not going to come down towards this world, Hashem's not going to punish us in that kind of a way, but rather it's going to go upwards. It's this way of Akash Baruch Hu, it's like a sign of peace, the way the Ramban says, I'm not going to be in attack mode. I'm not going to come down and punish you in any kind of way. I saw that Rabbi David Gali quoted once that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik had a different interpretation as far as the significance of rainbow. He just points out that a rainbow is the light of a refraction of the sun's light. The sun's light is one particular color, but the way that it impacts, it ends up generating lots of different colors. That's how rainbows work, apparently. So, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the same thing is true with Ribono Shel Olam. There's one Ribono Shel Olam. And the Ribono Shel Olam gives us one pure neshama. But the way that that's going to manifest itself in each and every person is going to be a little bit different. That the rainbow reminds us that there's one Hashem, and it reminds us that every person experiences that, and every person's able to have that each in his own way. And in that sense, what the rainbow really conveys is a celebration of the diversity of mankind. There are different kinds of people. There's one ray of the sun, but there are lots of different kinds of people. In that sense, it's important to remember, and Amnon Bazak from Gush has a beautiful description of this, that the bris that we have here in Parshas Noach is fundamentally different than the bris we have in Perek Yitzayin of Bereishis when we speak about bris milah in Parshas Lech Lecha. The bris of bris milah is limited specifically to Jews. It's very similar wording. There's a kares found in this bris and that bris. It's going to be permanent. But the bris in Parshas Lech Lecha is uniquely Klal Yisrael. The bris of Parshas Noach is a bris that is for all people. It's a bris which is for all of mankind. Mankind's never going to be destroyed. And that's part of the message of Aaron Soloveitchik also. The rainbow itself is a celebration of diversity of mankind. What we've seen so far is why exactly is a rainbow considered to be this sort of a sign? What's the purpose of the rainbow itself? We saw for the Chizkuni, a rainbow conjures up the image of the Ribono Sha'olam. And if the Ribono Sha'olam is present and there, it must be he's not about to destroy us, because it's not the way of kings when they're going to punish, when they get very upset, to come down themselves and punish. Hashem's presence is a sign that we still have a relationship. For the Ramban, it's a sign of a bow, but the bow is directed up towards Hashem, not down to earth. Because it's a way of saying, I'm not using this as a weapon. This is peacetime. We're all on good terms. I'm not going to go and attack you. Things are going to be all good. And for Baron Salvatius, the light of the rainbow is a way of, on some level, the light of a rainbow, highlighting the diversity of man. There's one Hashem. There's one light that comes. But each person experiences that in a different way, just like the colors of the rainbow, different kinds of people. And this bris, we pointed out, is a bris, which is about the diversity of man, about how there's all of the world is going to be good. We celebrate that diversity on some level. There is an interesting question, one that the Ramban raises, as does the Ibn Ezra and many others, which is, how can a rainbow actually be a sign at all? A rainbow is a natural phenomenon. A rainbow is a natural phenomenon. It is something which has, the way that the Ramban points out, there may be textual evidence. Presumably, it's been around forever, even from the beginning of Brias HaOlam. That when it rains and the sun comes out, so suddenly there's a rainbow. The Greek philosophers, the way the Ramban points out, as do others, explained how this works in natural terms. So how exactly could it actually be that the rainbow is a sign to anything? It's just what happens after it rains and the sun comes out, so there are rainbows. It's a natural phenomenon. Why exactly, what exactly is going on? How is a rainbow really an os altogether? So the Gra, I believe, they quote in this paper from Sefer Yetzirah, the Gra says, no, rainbows itself are really lamala min haseichal, and the philosophers and the scientists, they're really wrong in terms of how exactly, they don't get it. It's lamala min haseichal, and they make up reasons, but they can't really understand what's really going on. And for them, it's not really for the Gra, it really is a sign from the Ribono Shalom. Some Rishonim say explicitly, maybe there was no rainbow from the beginning of the creation of the world. This was the first rainbow, even though it's created in Bein HaShemashos. It's only used Bizman Noach, the way I think Rashi says it out in Pirkei Avos. And in that sense, it's not a natural phenomenon. Oh, it looks like one. It really isn't, so suggests the Gra. The Ibn Ezra has a different shot. The Ibn Ezra says it is a natural phenomenon. When the light comes from the sun, that's going to take the rain and it's going to create a rainbow. But says the Ibn Ezra, I think what happened was as follows. It's possible there were no rainbows at all from the beginning of Brias HaOlam. What happened at the Mabul? Why suddenly were there rainbows? So says the Ibn Ezra, because Baruch Hu, as a result of this, because Baruch Hu strengthened the light of the sun. And because Baruch Hu strengthened the light of the sun, so now the sun has enough light to create rainbows. In that sense, says the Ibn Ezra, it's a natural phenomenon. That's true. But the natural phenomenon, not like the growth that it wasn't natural. Says the Ibn Ezra, it was natural. But the phenomenon itself only got created post-Mabul. Only when the Mabul was there did Akash Baruch Hu strengthen the light of the sun and give it the capacity to create a rainbow. The Ramban's not the biggest fan of that shot, as are some other Rishonim, but that's what they say. The Maharal in Be'er HaGola, at the third Mahalach, has another Yisod. The Maharal says that sometimes we view things only on one level, when really they have to be viewed on two levels. Often things happen in this world, and it looks on some level like they're a function of Teva. And in many ways, they are a function of nature. But says the Maharal, the deeper question to ask is not always how does nature work, but what is the reason the Ribono Sholem set up nature to work that way? Not what is the nature, but why was Teva established in such a way? And in that sense, some point out, that maybe what's going on in the rainbow in a certain sense, it's a natural phenomenon. And maybe one could even suggest it's a phenomenon which was there forever. But why did the Ribono Sholem create this? The reason why the Teva was set up, that after it rains, when light comes, there's going to be a rainbow, is to give over this message. That when we look at it, you can see a rainbow and think of two things. I see a rainbow and I say, oh my gosh, it rained. And then there's light. And then, refracted, and suddenly I have a rainbow. Or I can look at it in a deeper level, says the Maharal. I can look at these things, Berigola in Be'er HaShishi. I can look at these things and understand in a deeper way why it was set up this way. Why exactly it was established the way that it was. So we spoke tonight about this message, this bris or Ribono Shel Olam establishes with us, that the world's never going to be destroyed, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is never going to be a Mabul again. The sign, the Osa Bris, is a rainbow. Why a rainbow? The Chizkuni, Hashem's presence here. If Hashem is here with us, so it means He's not going to punish us. For the Ramban, the bow is turned in the other direction. This is not attack mode. This is here. It's a time of peace. We're not going to use this to destroy at all. Ravon Salvechik, it's a celebration of the diversity of man. There's one light. But the same way there's one light with different colors, there's one neshama channeled in different people to be experienced in different ways. And this is a bris that in many ways is about all of mankind, that the world's never going to be destroyed. We ask the question, the Ramban and other Rishonim, if it's really a natural phenomenon, rainbows, how can it be a sign of the bris? If it were miraculous, I get it. For the Gra and Sefer Yetzirah, maybe it's not a natural phenomenon. For the Ibn Ezra, it only became a natural phenomenon when it actually was. Post-Mabul, the sun, the way it impacted, the way it worked, changed a bit. And the third idea for the Maharal, always ask the question, not how does Teva work, but why was Teva set up that way? And that's in order to convey, to give over, this particular message. Shkayach, and have a wonderful night.